Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bible to Isaiah 30, verses 29 to 31, just three verses, 29, 30, 31. And we're going to be in Ephesians 5, 18 to 20. Isaiah 29. We're going to be, Isaiah 30, I said not 29, Isaiah 30. Verses 29 to 31. Then we're going to be in Ephesians 5, 18 to 20. Glory be to God. Are you there? Okay. If you're not there, you can help yourself with the screen. The screen can help you, can be a blessing. I want us to read together from God's word. Let's read in concert. 1, 2, let us go. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as one that goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Raise your voice, verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. Why? Verse 31. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote the rod. The Assyrian here represents a problem. The Assyrian represents an enemy. Whatever it is that stands your way, your way of progress, your way of moving forward. You see, God's plan for every one of us as children is for us to get better and better, move higher and higher in Him and in life. God wants an all-round wellness for us. Your academics, your career, your business, your spiritual life. God doesn't want you to remain on a spot. He wants you every day, every moment to rise higher and higher like an edifice. That was why Jude wrote, Jude only one chapter, verse 20. He says, but beloved, in the Amplified Classic version, Jude 1:20 Amplified Classic. He says, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, Jude 1:20 Amplified Classic. Build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress. It says make progress because it is the plan of God for each of his children to make progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher in every area of your life, praying in the Holy Spirit. This is the plan of God, that we make progress. Somebody say, I'm making progress. God wants you to make progress in every area of your life. This is the will of God. This is the plan and the desire of God for his children. That's why the writer of Proverbs wrote in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18 in the KJV, Proverbs 4, 18, it says, but the path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more unto the perfect day. More and more is the plan of God, not less and less. Are you with me, church? In 3 John and verse 2, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be in health. God wants your soul to prosper. So God has a good plan for all of us. His plans are good and not of evil. God is not your enemy. God is not your enemy. God is not an antagonist. God is the one trying to get you to move forward in life. He's a good God. The psalmist wrote about him in Psalm 106 and verse 1. He said, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. In Psalm 107 and verse 1, he said, the Lord, praise ye, the Lord, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. In Psalm 118 and verse 1, he says the same thing. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. He's a good God through and through. If you check him inside out, God is intrinsically good. And if you check him on the outside, God is extrinsically good. He gives his rain upon the good, the bad, and the wicked, the ugly, and the one that is righteous. He gives his sunshine over all because he is good. Not because of who they are, but because of who he is. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Why does God have a good plan for you? Because he's a good God. He cannot have a bad plan. He is good in his nature. So whatever he does is good. Whatever he does is good. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, in the KJV, he says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, they are thoughts of good and not of evil." The KJV says, "Plans are thoughts of peace, thoughts of shalom, and not of evil." If you look at it in the NIV, he says, "I know the plans," NIV, "I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Dominion is God's plan for us. And so when Isaiah was writing this, he was giving us one of the keys to dominion that I want to share with you this morning. And that key is the voice of the Lord. But to hear the voice of the Lord, there's a condition to be met. So Isaiah said in Isaiah 30, verse 29, "And you shall have a song." It's important for anyone that wants to walk in dominion to have a song. You shall have a song. It is when you have a song and gladness of heart, joy, a song born out of joy. It is then that verse 30 will happen. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. And when you hear the glorious voice of the Lord, it is through that voice that verse 31 will now happen. That voice will beat down the Assyrian. Can I have an amen to that? No matter how wicked the Assyrian may be, it is not immune to the voice of the Lord. There is no enemy in hell. There is no devil in the forest. There is no beast in the ocean, in the most wicked of all places of this earth, that will not bow at the voice of the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 74 verse 20, he said, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of this world are full of the habitations of cruelty." The dark places of this world. And I'll be speaking to you young people this morning, to be careful where you go, because there are dark places of this world. In the entertainment industry, especially with their dirty linen being washed now. In every sector, actually, there are dark places, and they are full of the habitations of cruelty. If you find yourself in that industry, how do you thrive as a child of God? You shall have a song. It's important that you have a song. So I have for a title this morning, Dominion Has a Song. Dominion has a song. Glory be to God. One of the things you want to know as you walk with the Lord is that God gives his children a song. He gives them a song in the night. He gives them a song of victory. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I pray for someone, God is going to give you a song in the night. Job 35 and verse 10, he said, "No one asks, no one inquires." Job 35 and verse 10, Job 35 and verse 10, he said, "But none saith, where is God my maker? Where is God my creator, my maker, who gives songs in the night?" Who gives songs in the night? The nighttime is a time of darkness. The nighttime could be likened to a time of confusion in somebody's life. The nighttime could be the time of oblivion in your life. Nobody's looking in your direction. Nobody's patronizing your business. Nobody's listening to your speech. It's a time that you're in seclusion. But even in that time, the Bible says that God gives his children a song in the night. I don't know how many people cried last night, but the Bible says in Psalm 30 and verse 5, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning, and your joy cometh in the name of Jesus. I don't know how many people wept on their way to church. I don't know that sister that was weeping and saying, Lord, why have you forgotten me? Why have you forgotten? Why have you forsaken me? Why have you forgotten about me? I'm singing to you this morning. God is giving you a song in the night. Zion said, but my God has forsaken me. My God has forgotten about me. And the Lord responded in Isaiah 49:25, can a woman forget the baby at her breast? Will she not have compassion on the child of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but I will not forget you, saith the Lord. Give it to me in verse 15. Same chapter. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her sucking child? Will she not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but I will not forget you, saith the Lord. Next verse. God is not forgetting you. Can I have an amen? He said, behold, I have graven thee in the palms of my hands. Your words are continually before me. You don't understand the word graven there. It's an old word. It's KJV. If you give that to me in the Amplified Classic, you will have a better understanding. Amplified Classic. Thank you. He said, behold, I have indelibly imprinted in bracket, tattooed. You understand tattoo? This generation understands tattoo. God said, I have done a permanent tattoo. I have tattooed a picture of you on the palms of each of my hands. O Zion, your walls are continually before me. When I open my palms, I see you every day. You are never lost to God. You are not lost to God. You are not forgotten. You cannot be forgotten. People may forget you. God says, I will never forget you. I have tattooed permanently your picture in both palms of my hand. If I look to the left, I see you. If I look to the right, I see you. God will give you a song in the night. Amen. If that is you at all this morning, shout a better amen. Amen. Everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. If you don't believe it, so be it. This sermon will come and go, and your life remains the same. May you never remain the same. Yeah. It's unto you according to your faith. I'm teaching and preaching God's word this morning. If you believe it, it will work for you. If you don't believe it, it won't. God is not a magician. You need to extend your faith. For everyone that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. Impossible. You can sing a song. If you don't sing by faith, impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, God exists, one, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when I release those bazooka prayers, say amen with faith in your heart. When you hear me say, can I have an amen? I'm not trying to get your attention. I'm trying to help you to claim that blessing. Say amen. Amen. In the midst of the darkness that pervades the world today, one of the weapons that God has given us, his children, are songs of dominion. Don't joke with songs of dominion. I will speak more along that line. Satan is unleashing the worst weapons in his arsenal on our world today. But he is a failed foe. He is doomed to fail. He failed before. He will fail again. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Because they overcame, we overcome. Can I have an amen? Amen? This is why we should sing songs of victory. Songs that are blood bathed. Hear me. Songs that are blood bathed. B-I-R-T-H-E-D. Songs that are birthed. B-I-R-T-H-E-D. By the blood of the Lamb. It's not every song. That's why those in the choir must be careful and sensitive. Those in the music ministry, be sensitive to songs that are bloodbath. Those are the songs to sing. Those are the songs that will not just entertain you. They may not even entertain you at all. But they will do the work of dominion. We don't need entertainment. We need transformation. What's the point? Dancing, sweating, and that's all. And then we go back to our misery. People leave church and go back to depression. People leave church and go to commit suicide. If the power of God is in the church and somebody wants to commit suicide and say, let me go to my funeral service, that funeral service should be a conversion service. It should be a transformation service. That's a service where somebody grabs the microphone and says, please, I know it might not be testimony Sunday, but I have a testimony. I came in here planning to go and commit suicide, but hey, I met Christ here and I'm not going to commit suicide. Can I have an amen? Amen. It can happen through songs. Songs about the cross of Christ and his finished works. We push back the darkness with these songs as we sing with faith in our heart. As surely as light has dominion over darkness, that's how the church of God should walk in dominion over the powers of Satan and his demons. We are God's sons. Don't forget, our Father in the Lord shared that with us last Sunday. We are God's sons, servants of man, masters of Satan. Why are we servants of man? I thought we are servants of God. Yes, we are, but we're also servants of man. To serve man, to serve mankind, to serve them Jesus, to serve them the gospel, to present to them the words of life, to bring healing to those who are hurting, not to manage them on their deathbed and watch them die. No, to bring help, to command cancer to get out in the name of Jesus, to command whatever the enemy has done to be undone. 1 John 3:8 says, for this cause, in the B part of it, for this cause was the Son of God made manifest, even to destroy the works of Satan. To destroy. We are not to manage the works of the devil. We are to destroy them everywhere we find them. Can I have an amen? Amen. So we are on a mission here. We are not entertainers. Therefore, our devotion to Christ must be total and absolute. Why? Because a part-time Christian cannot defeat a full-time devil. The devil is totally devoted to his job. His ministry is to steal, kill, and destroy. Every day, that's what he does. As he wakes up, he's looking for where to steal, whom to kill, and whose destiny to destroy. Every day, permanently, on a mission. He cannot repent. It's too late for Satan to repent. He can't be born again, so he can't change. Begging him, therefore, is not the option. Did you hear what I said? Oh, Satan, please go away. Satan, please leave my family. No, he will do more damage. But we can stop him in his tracks. Amen? You can stop him in your life. You can stop him in your family. Amen? You can stop him in your house. You can stop him on your streets. You can stop him in your neighborhood. Satan, I live here, and Jesus lives here. Therefore, every plan you have put for this year, I destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus, and you pack it up with the scripture. An entire neighborhood can be safe because of you. You don't believe it? I'll show you in the Bible. Go to Job 29. Job, no, 22. Job 22 and verse 29 on the screen. KJV, please. Quick. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there's a lifting up, and it shall save the humble person. Now, that's the person. One. Then, moving on to from the person, go to next verse. Verse 30. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. Did you see that? Did you see that? He shall deliver, not only you now. The previous verse says he will save the humble person. He will now go from one person and deliver an entire island because you are innocent. And Christ makes you innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of your hands. So one person can make an entire neighborhood safe. Your presence in UI or wherever you school can make you safe because you are there. Your hostel can be safe because you are there. And as a matter of fact, God's children, wherever you live, decree safety there. You're in India, decree. Now, this is India Hall. As long as I'm here as a student, no rapist comes in here. I draw the bloodline by faith. I guarantee you, nobody can cross the bloodline. God warned the children of Israel. Exodus 14. As he told them to get a lamb. Are you listening to me, church? He said, get a lamb. And when you kill the lamb, he said, get the blood in the basin. Then get a hyssop. H-Y-S-S-O-P. Hyssop is just a normal grass, common grass in the Middle East at that time. Very common. But God said, take it. Now use the hyssop to take some blood from the basin and sprinkle the blood on your two side posts of your door and on the lintel. And he said, when you do this, everybody must be indoors. You step out, death. Nobody crosses the bloodline. That was the Passover lamb in Exodus 14 under the old covenant. A shadow of Christ, our Passover. 1 Corinthians 5:7. So when you plead the blood of Jesus, you can plead the blood around your office. Thank you. Purge out therefore the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. There is power in taking the communion. One, you can also now draw the bloodline around your property, around your house, and decree nobody, no intruder, crosses the bloodline. It's impossible for me and a snake to be the same house. A snake is meant to be in the bush. You can't find your way into my apartment. If it tries it, it dies. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is the kind of mentality we should have. If you don't exercise it, Satan will dominate and domineer you and slap you in the dream. Plead the blood around your room. Only angels are permitted to operate here. No demons. No devils. Plead the blood in your car. I had the testimony of a man of God whose cousin had a mental problem. And they begged him when he went to his hometown, said, please pray for him. He said, I don't have time. Take him to my car. Let me see the devil that will follow him to my car. They bundled the young man. They opened the car. They put him there. He had not slept for days. He already had psychosis. He entered that car. He slept off. By the time he woke up, normal. These things are real. These things are real. That's why I put it in our confession. I carry the presence of God everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, mountains move, chains break, yokes are destroyed. Why? Not because of Fred Elegbe, but because of the presence of God that I carry. Are you with me, church? Therefore, that places a demand on your lifestyle. If you are going to carry the virtues of a holy God, you must be holy. Is a requirement, not a suggestion. Be ye holy as I'm holy. Let me share some thoughts the Holy Ghost gave me with you. Three of them. One, let your heart sing first. What should sing first? I want to be sure my mic is working. I don't want it to be too loud. Let what sing first? I can't hear you. Your heart. And when I say your heart, I don't mean the one pumping blood. I'm referring to your spirit man. This speaks to your devotion in Christ. Your devotion to Christ. Your devotion to Christ. Ephesians 5, 17 to 20. Ephesians 5. 17 to 20. Your heart first. Because whatever you do that is not from your heart is a waste of time. Whatever you present to God which does not come out of a pure heart is an abomination to him. Is an what? Abomination to him. There are many actors in the body of Christ today. Many actors in the pulpit. They are preaching, but they are far from Christ. Their hearts are far. They are actors. They act a script. They write the script and act it. An actor is not real. They can say, act a madman. You are not mad, you are sane, but you act a madman. Act like a man that is drunk, and you act like you are drunk, but you are not drunk. You are only acting. Act a bad boy, like somebody slaps somebody on the stage. Normally, you will not slap her, because if you try it, you find yourself where you don't like. But this is acting. Make-believe. There are many, too many make-believe Christians in the body of Christ today. Too many make-believe pastors. Too many make-believe churches, motivational centers called churches. They don't give people Christ because they don't have Christ. Because what you don't have, you cannot give. Ephesians 5. I will touch on some sensitive things in this sermon, and I believe it will bless you. And it will challenge some of you. And you need to make corrections and adjustments. This is a sermon to listen to and to go back after service and listen again. Go and watch it again on YouTube. Listen wherever you can. On all the podcast channels. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. As a result of that, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. Does that include right now? Unto God, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How can I know the will of God? He said, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? How can I understand it? Spiritual understanding is what makes the difference between one Christian and another. A healthy Christian and a sickly one. A prosperous Christian and the one that believes that poverty is their portion because it's a spiritual badge. Understanding is what makes the difference between a tither. A Christian who is a tither and one who is not a tither. Understanding. It doesn't matter how many years you are in ministry. If you lack understanding, you lack it. David prayed for it. Psalm 119 verse 144. He said, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Pray for understanding. No? Pray for understanding. No? Don't say I was there when Pastor Alex started Stone Church. Pray for understanding. No? Pray for understanding. Otherwise, you remain on the same spot. Pray for understanding. Oh, I still pray for it every day. Oh. Proverbs 21 verse 16. It says, a man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Kai, Kai, Kai. Look at it, everybody. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. May you never be found there. Amen. There is the congregation of the living. There is the congregation of the dead. They are all dead, but they don't know. They know not. Neither will they understand. So they walk on in darkness. And all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you, children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like the princes. Psalm 82, verses 5 to 7. Put that on the screen for me. Understanding. Psalm 82. Are you there? 5 to 7. They know not. Neither will they understand. Understanding. So they walk on in darkness, in confusion, in ignorance. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Everything is topsy-turvy because the people that should know don't know. The people, the children of God that should know and dictate the pace of things in our country, in the entertainment industry, in the education sector, in the health sector. They don't know. They are sleeping. So all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods. A child of the Most High God is a god. Did you hear what I said? A child of a goat is a... Can a goat give birth to an elephant? A child of a dog is a... A child of a lizard is another... A child of the Most High God is a small letter G God. That's who you are. Don't be afraid. Jesus quoted this also in Matthew. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. El Elyon. That's the meaning of Most High. El Elyon. We are all connected to El Elyon. He said, but because they don't know and they don't understand, next verse will now happen to them, but it will not be our portion. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Said they shall die like men. In other words, God's children are not scheduled to die like men. And we are not supposed to fall like the princes. Can Jesus be involved in an accident and they'll be tearing the body of the car to rescue him? Pour water on him. Jesus, don't die. Jesus, don't die. Can that happen? It should never happen to you. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. It's a dangerous time to sleep. Wake up. Wake up. They are giving you food in the dream. You are getting married in the dream. You are flying like a bird. Wake up. I'm praying the Holy Ghost 3 hours until the Jadbajantis leaves your life. It's all Jadbajantis. I came for prayer last Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the ICC. Feeling very feverish. All the symptoms of malaria I have never felt in years. They all came on me. I knew there were symptoms. I knew Satan was patronizing me. He was trying to advertise his product, and I was not going to buy. In fact, when he saw that I wasn't going to buy, he encouraged me when I was praying. He said, why don't you look for a place and sleep small? You need rest. Sleep small. I said, me, sleep small. I increased the tempo of my prayer. I started praying like I'd lost my mind. Gaga, guhu, gushaga, garaba, kute, gege, lubakata, garakata, ugege. That was the way I was praying. I was walking around the auditorium. I went upstairs. I prayed like that. I walked the floor. By the time I broke a sweat, every symptom was gone. Hail and hearty this morning. I had sores on my tongue like because I had speaking engagements back to back from Ablaze. And I was thinking, will I ask someone to preach this morning? I said, I will preach. Even if it's paining me, I will preach. Tongue healed. It is what you permit that will persist. Did you hear what I said? I'm not giving you motivational talks. I'm telling you how to walk the talk practically. Practically. You feel symptoms in your body, get into your prayer closet. Pray like you've lost your mind. Pray like you don't care who is listening. Gushaba, garaka, gudeke, gagadia zakata. That's how to pray. No, losto breheste, heleste, oste, meste, istolombreheste. Ah, if you do that one, that guy we are dealing with is a ruthless guy. And we must be violent in our spirit. Matthew 11:12. Right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Take it how? Come on. Come on now. Come on now. My father in the Lord has taught me well. He said, when you pray and you don't break a sweat, what kind of yeah prayer is that? Pray. You must break a sweat. Break a sweat. Tell your neighbor, say, break a sweat. If Jesus did, we should. Don't you think so? Let your heart sing first. We are back to Ephesians 5. What? He said, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding the will of God. So that understanding took me to that route. All of the route I went to, understanding. In Ephesians 1:17, Paul the apostle prayed for it, and he taught us to pray. Please pray this prayer every day. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me, Fred Akiola Elegbe, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Pray that over your life. You will begin to have an understanding of the will of God. How do I know? How can I know the will of God? Answer, you need a renewed mind.
You need a renewed mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
You need a renewed mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. Read, everybody. Make it louder. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Why? So that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The will of God is good. The will of God is acceptable. The will of God is perfect. So that you may prove it. You need a renewed mind. Many people's minds are not renewed. They quote the Bible, but their mind is not renewed. Are you with me, church? Quoting the scripture does not mean that your mind is renewed. You can be a motivational speaker. You can be an actor. And they give you the Bible as a line. You learn it, you recite it. It doesn't mean that you are allowing it to renew your mind. To renew your mind, you need to sit down with it and let the Bible begin to read you. It's one level to read the Bible. It's another for the Bible to read you. But you must never be tired of opening the Bible. Some people say they have known the Bible so much they don't need to read it again. It's the beginning of their fall. Are you with me? Open your Bible every day, sit down with it, read it, study it, meditate, think through it, and let the Bible think through you. Let the Bible x-ray your thoughts. Let it begin to change the way you think until you begin to come to a point where you know, no, this is not right. I've been doing this for a long time. I need to stop this because I've seen from the Bible that this is not right. Are you with me? One of the things that are not right is sickness. Sickness is not right. It's not right to be in your body. It's just not right. Jesus took all the sickness and all the disease in the world in his body, from the crown of his head, from depression to whatever nonsense, to the soles of his feet. He took everything. So every time symptoms come on your body, you say, no, this is not right. A mind that is not renewed, you say, well, is our family sickness. It happens to everybody from generation to generation. So if it happens to me, it's really not bad. I'm going to manage it. We have a way of managing it. We have the family medication and we have the family doctor. That's a mind that is reprobate, that is not renewed. A mind that is renewed will say, no, Jesus took it. I don't have to take it and I'm not going to take it. Can I have an amen? Somebody bought you an iPhone 15 Pro Max on your birthday, and after giving it to you as a gift, someone else shows up and says, excuse me, where did you get that phone from? Yeah, my birthday gift. What do you mean your birthday gift? You got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. Are you going to pay? Oh, they are sleeping on this side. Are you going to pay? No. I love the Potter's Planet. Potter's Planet, are you going to pay for that? No. Especially as guys want to pay. Okay, let me ask them. Are you going to pay? Why won't you pay? Glory be to God, has been paid for. Can I have an amen? So you go ahead and enjoy. Jesus has paid for your healing, paid for your deliverance, paid for your restoration, paid for your wisdom, paid for your prosperity, paid for your sanctification. Glory be to God. Go ahead and enjoy it. That's how your mind is renewed. What is the will of God? I'm breaking down Ephesians 5, 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I've told you how you can know the will of God. Number two, what is the will of God? The will of God is stated very clearly in 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 to 4, especially for young people. What is the will of God? 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 to 4. Let's read it together. One, two, go. For this is the will of God. One, two, go. For this is the will of God. One, two, go. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Fornication will stain you. Abstain from it. Absent yourself from that stain. Abstain. We don't preach the gospel according to St. Condoms. Glory be to God. We preach abstinence. It is possible. It is doable. It is practicable. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
It is the will of God that you abstain. You know, he used the big word. He said, your sanctification. Then he broke it down. Say, hey, just in case you don't know what sanctification means, that you should abstain. Don't manage it. Abstain from it. Run away from it. Don't stand there and say, I'm strong. I can resist it. I know who I am. I hope nobody's preaching another gospel as I'm preaching this morning. I hope everybody's listening to me. Abstain from fornication. This is not a popular preaching nowadays because people want their auditorium filled up. So, user-friendly messages is what they peddle. Don't worry. I saw the ad of a church. It says, looking for a church where you are not judged. Even that in itself is a wrong statement. Because you don't want to be judged. The Bible says if you judge yourself, then no man will judge you. But if you don't judge yourself, people will judge you. And you are to judge certain things. And you are to judge your lifestyle. Is this right? That's the ad of a church. That's not a church. Excuse me? So when the news now, we're now seeing all kind of things coming from the same church. And I'm looking at people like, why are you surprised? The fact that we all speak Christianese does not mean that we belong to the same family. In Japan, they speak Japanese. In China, they speak Chinese. In the church, we speak Christianese. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love you. Blessings. Favor. Increase. Acceleration. We all speak those things. They're called Christianese. Is Christ in your heart? If Christ is in your heart, would you still have the desire to live like you used to live before you met him? I'm not saying will you make mistakes. You will still make mistakes. No doubt about it, but you will grow. There's a growing process. But I'm saying the desire. Something should happen to the desire. That thing that always wants to. A point will come. You say, no, I'm not going to smoke anymore. Ah, no. Cigarette becomes repulsive to you. As you grow in Christ. You can't grow in Christ and grow in sin at the same time. They are two immiscible liquids. Look at the next verse. Verse 4. Thank you, media. Verse 4. That every one of you, further explanation, should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Your vessel is your body. Know how to possess your body in holiness and in honor. Have some self-respect. I beg you, ladies, you are the culprit here. Ladies go online and show their body parts. I stumbled on a video on, I think, Instagram, and they called it a game. And they said, you're going to play this game? She said, yes. Say, okay, now turn on your camera, video, step out of your house, get some water, have your bath outside of your house, outside your gate. Now, you're not going to remove your clothes, but have your bath all the same. For 20,000 naira. Somebody would say, well, what's the big deal? 20K! That's a mind that is sick, that is not renewed. Reprobate mind. A child of God who doesn't have 20,000 naira would say, I will not do this for 1 million. I will not do this for 1 billion because I know who I represent. The one I represent will bless me in the fullness of time. Can I have an amen? Amen. And I will not do cheap things. People do cheap things. Take nude pictures, sell them, send your bathroom pictures, all kind of, no sanity. No sanity in the social media space. And a lot of them are from Christian homes. They go to a particular show in Nigeria. That show comes up every year, sponsored by Hell, where they have sex on live TV. They go to bathroom on live TV. No sense of self-worth. There is no honor. No sense of self-respect. Respect yourself. I saw another video. A woman came out and she was dancing and the undergarment fell deliberately. with a wrapper on. So I read people's comments. I wanted to know how people think. While some hailed her to say, oh, wow, you're hot. Most people that commented said, children, train up your parents. What people do not realize, I know a lot of pastors don't talk, they don't tread this path that I'm treading, and I don't care to be unpopular. It doesn't matter with me. What matters to me is to fulfill the call of God on my life. Because you're not going to judge me on that day. I'm going to face the judgment seat of Christ, not the judgment seat of Fola. Are you getting what I'm saying? I love you, boy. Don't worry, your name just came up. I don't mean you're judging me. Now, listen up. As a child of the Most High God, be different. If you are not different, you cannot make a difference. If you do what every other person does, you'll be like every other person. That's why he said, I have called you God's children, children of the Most High God, but you shall die like men. We are not supposed to die like men. It is the popular thing on campuses to sleep with lecturer and get a mark. Stand out. Fail a course if you have to. Let that lecturer fail you. And let's see whether the God you serve will fight for you or not. And that's why some of those lecturers are being caught up now. They're being caught now. You remember one in Ife? A old professor, a pastor in his church, disgraced. Yeah, that's how they'll be disgraced. Yeah, amen. 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 Because children should go to school in peace. Is it their fault they are beautiful? Did you make yourself beautiful? Don't compromise. I beg you, don't compromise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, hey, king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace. But if not so, we are not going to bow before your graven image. They had made up their minds. The power of made up minds. The power of renewed minds. Every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, her vessel, your body, in sanctification and honor. Honor yourself. The internet never forgives. The internet never forgets. 1 year from today, a reminder will be sent to you. I took some pictures in 2015 in America. Some 2014, 10 years ago. Facebook brought them up a few days ago. If you watch my status, you would have seen. One of them, I saw my neck. Even in America. I remember the room in Norfolk, Virginia. I posed like this. I said, oh boy, expressionists must not see this, but it's a good throwback. Push it out. The internet. 9 years ago, I posted it. Facebook brought it up again. Giglo Karia Bahaya. Tireni Oluwa was, in 2015, was 4 years old. He didn't know Facebook at that time. Now, if he sees a crazy picture I posted then and comes up now, how do I explain to him? I'll call it youthful exuberance. So we say, Daddy, let me also have my own youthful exuberance. So, excuse me, Dad. You should practice what you preach. Are you with me, church? Let me tell your neighbor, it's time for self-respect. Have some fun right now on respect, dear. Respect that I have some respect. Some sense of self. Some guys, no respect at all. Every lady you want to woo in the church, you go to this one, you go to that one. By the time the ladies compare notes, the same lines you gave this one, same la hotel, nila hotel were creative. They will not give you a drama role. You will not be preaching Christ in the drama, and the ladies will be looking at one another. Rara Lee, very cheap. A guy can be cheap too. Have some self-respect. Have some self-respect. Ladies, you don't. It's not everybody that comes to you to say I love you. You open up your lips. Have some self-respect. Touch and go.
There was a lady we used to call Anima Shanwu in those days. Anima Shanwu is a fine name, but it we gave it a deeper meaning. And Fanny Adubu. The Lord have mercy on them in Jesus' name. Please, this is very serious and I want to take it seriously. When we sing, before your songs can be acceptable to God, let your heart sing first. What are you offering God? Polluted songs? He won't take it. We assume that because somebody has followership on social media, God accept the person. Now lie. Show me your Bible. Where the Bible says, if thou hast 5 million followers on IG, thou art acceptable to me. The things that are exalted in the eyes of men are lightly esteemed before God. What is there in a worship leader that is gay or bisexual? Nonsense that we are offering God. Nonsense. People may die in the worship session. It doesn't matter to God. What are you offering? When that guy sings, people cry. And so? Does God say, well done? Me too, I'm talking to myself as a preacher. The messages you preach, I'm going to say, wow, you preach. Well, God said, you said what I asked you to say, and you said it the way I wanted you to say it. They're exposing them now, all over the place. So, Paul, you see now. It's not just America. It's happening in Nigeria. You love your ministers. You don't know the life they live. That's why it's good to stay in your ministry and be safe. Where you are putting your head, people that are laying hands on you. There's something called the law of contact and transmission. I contact you, my spirit is transmitted to you. Contact and transmission. Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gifts of God that came into you by the laying on of my hands. When Moses laid hand on Joshua, the same spirit of wisdom entered into Joshua. Same, Paul and Timothy. Be careful. Those of you that like to go to concert, every concert you go, every concert you are there. Be careful the spirits you are fellowshipping with. Pastor Fred does not want us to listen to another person. I'm not saying that. You know, if that's what I'm saying, take it. I have no apologies. Number 3 point under number one. Say with me, say, Christ has sanctified me. Why do I still have issues living holy? And I want to say to you, check your affections. Where do your thoughts go every time? What do you really, really treasure? Colossians 3, I have a few minutes left. Colossians 3, 1 to 2, quickly please. Colossians 3, 1 to 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2, please. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. People want to die because of Bishop Oyedepo's Rolls Royce. Men of God, already pray for their Rolls Royce. Lord, when? God, when? Rolls Royce. The man didn't even pray for Rolls Royce. They gave him two. People dress like other preachers. They dress like their hero. But you don't. It doesn't matter. You can wear all white till your everything is white. If you don't carry the same spirit, it won't work for you. People speak like other preachers. I see them. God is going to bless you. He's going to move you. He's going to do everything. Many times, it's all acting. I sat with one of them a few days ago, and we were having a normal conversation.
And he was not talking to me, Pastor Fred, when you come, we go, you move it, but on the pulpit, Kilo D. Trying to sound like T.D. Jakes. I understand when somebody is your mentor, there's also transference of spirit. I understand that. But even at that, in the things of God, if you don't have the same devotion to Christ, the virtues will not flow. If you like, your pastor, because he does Jericho, all of you, you know there are ministers like that. Every pastor in the ministry is Jericho. Do you have the same devotion? It's not by Jericho. Jericho does not work. Oh, my Jericho, we heal you this morning. Praise the Lord. Am I touching some areas? I warned you earlier. Set your affection on things above. Set your affections on Christ. Let him be your treasure. Jesus, I want to live like you. I want to be like you. I want to talk like you. I mean, when I read the scriptures about Jesus, I mean, I'm moved. The way he went everywhere, healing all the sick, teaching and preaching, casting out devils. That should excite you. That you walk into a classroom and one of your classmates is having convulsion. And while they are looking for the school doctor whose phone is not available, you say, come on, excuse me, give me a minute. And you lay hands in the name of Jesus, get up. And the guy sneezes and is normal. One of my mentors, Jerry Savelle, who is now in heaven, he said he was on a flight, and all of a sudden they were making an announcement on the flight. Any doctor here? Any medical doctor? Any medical doctor here? Now, no medical doctor. He got up and said, yes, I'm a doctor. At that point, because it's an emergency, nobody will say, can we see your NMA registration? Nigerian Medical Association or American Medical Association? Nobody. They want help. So he went there. Once the situation, somebody had passed out, and he laid hands in the name of Jesus, commanded them to come back to life, and they did come back to life, and God was glorified. That's how God wants to send you around. Can I have an amen? It can only happen when you set your affection on things above. Today, in church, we're even in competition. That guy just got a car. My prayer now is how my own next car will be bigger than his car. If it's the same type, a newer model, to show that we're not on the same level. Nonsense. Somebody built a house, you're not happy. You want to build a bigger house. A bigger house. Those are things on earth. The Bible says, set your affection on things above. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you don't do this, your song will not make any sense. It will minister. It will entertain. It will not minister. Dominion has a song. But it must come from the Spirit. Matthew 6:21, please. Matthew 6:21 on the screen. I need to move quickly. I hope this is not too loud. Matthew 6:21. Read, everybody. Jesus said this. He said, for where your treasure is, come on, read with me. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Your treasure. What do you treasure? Who do you treasure? Material things? Degrees? These things are good, but they have no eternal value. They are good for here, but not hereafter. So I want to beg you this morning, desire Christ. Christ and all he has to offer. You cannot imagine an eternity without him. Number two thought. Let your lifestyle be a melody to him. Let your lifestyle. I've spoken about your heart. Nobody knows your heart. Only God knows your heart. But number two, your lifestyle. We see your lifestyle, though. Ephesians 5:18. I'm still in Ephesians 5. I'm breaking it down verse by verse. I've broken verse 17. Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I don't know any, apart from tithing, I don't know any other topic that has been argued among Christians than wine drinking. Let me show you a scripture. That same Ephesians 5:18. Give it to me in the NLT. New Living Translation. Quick, media. God bless you. Read, everybody. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Being drunk with wine is going to ruin your life. It doesn't matter the explanation anybody offers. Being drunk with wine is going to ruin your marriage. It's going to ruin your future. It's going to ruin. My son wrote an essay on a place where he had not been to before. He was showing me that yesterday. And he wrote about my hometown. And I laughed because some of the things he wrote were actually correct. One of the things he wrote was that, you know, our people drink a lot. Oh, yeah. They drink. I don't know how. I think it was just the grace of God that separated me. All my uncles drank like no man's business. My father drank. He drank like no man's business until he found Christ. Towards the tail end of his life. I mean, it would. One night, part of the reasons, maybe I made up my mind as a little boy never to drink. I woke up in the midnight about 1 a.m. and I looked on the couch. On the couch was my father with his face plastered. He had been involved in an accident. And my mother was beside him using hot water to mop the wounds. And what happened was that one of his stepbrothers, older stepbrothers who lived in Abuja, came to Ibadan. And every time they visited, they would go out to drink. So they went out to drink. And on their way back, my father was riding a scooter, Vespa. They bumped into something, scattered all over the place. He nursed that wound for a long time. And as a little boy, I thought, okay, maybe this man will not drink again. After the wound was healed, the man went back to drinking. Every father in my house, where I lived in Mokola, Badibo Street, Mokola, Ibadan, number 83, back in the day, every father of every family drank. One night, they drank. I don't know how they did it, but they were always drinking. They drank so badly that two of them engaged, my father and one other man, Baba Dada, in our house. The man said to my father, he said, Babaki, an Edo man, Babaki, my father said, yes, Baba Dada. He said, I will die. My father said, die. No, he didn't say I will. He said, I go die. My father said, die. He said, Babaki, he said, Baba Dada, I go die. My father said, die. They were there for about 30 minutes, no exaggeration, repeating the same lines. I go die, die, I go die, die, I go die, die. You know, we children, we couldn't make jest of anybody's father, because if you make jest of my father tonight, it's going to be your father's turn tomorrow. Every father drank. Yoruba, Edo, those were the two tribes in my house. They drank themselves to stupor. All my uncles, all of them. One time I was in Abuja and somebody offered beer. One of my uncles said, this one will not drink, pointing to me, said, this one will not drink, get him Maltina. The beer is meant to drink. We have taken it all. I said, thank God. My iniquity has been taken away. God just kept me. I mean, now they used to send us all those things. And as a little boy, sometimes, you know, on the way, returning the bottle, you try and taste the dregs. But it was bitter. I don't know what they enjoyed in this bitter thing. The Bible says it's going to ruin your life. I can tell you, if not for the mercy of God, that would have finished my family. Because if I had started it, my younger ones would have followed suit. I lived in a house where male and female drank. My mom was a church woman. Thank God for her. She took me to church. And thank God for that woman. She took me to church. I mean, a place where women don't see anything wrong in small stout, big stout. They go to family meetings, town meeting, drunk. One man drank one day. He came back home. In Mokola, you know, I don't know how they live now, but back in the day, we had a backyard where all of us would spread our mats, family mats, and wrapper, you sleep there. Whether there is Nepa or no Nepa, we wanted the fresh breeze. Nobody had AC, ACK, but very. We all slept there in the open. And this man came back. He looked at all of us. He said, he called all of us kids. You know kids? Children of goat. We had all kinds of drama every week. It was a dramatic place. Very dramatic. I can tell you, not too many good testimonies came out of that place, except for those of us who found Christ. And those who found him late, they were still biting their fingers. How do you make progress in such an environment? Nothing stimulates you. So you're also looking, I was looking forward to becoming 18 so I could start drinking too. I gave my life to Christ at about 11 going to 12. So Christ just arrested me and gave me a different mindset. But I was looking forward to it. And I will become an adult and I'll be able to drink. People smoke in their hem like no man's business.
3:29. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Because you'll be falling down inside gutter. Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Yes. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red. I love this illustration. He said, don't look at wine. When I'm typing on my phone and I'm wishing somebody sweet wine in their union, my phone brings out a wine glass and red wine inside. I don't know if your phone does that, does the same thing, especially iPhones. It looks very attractive. The Bible says, don't look upon it when it is red. When it gives its color in the cup. Young people, today ladies are drinking. In fact, ladies, maybe more ladies are drinking than guys. Young ladies, they go to party and that's what they do. If they don't drink, the party is not complete. Christian people, the next day they're in church. Holy are you, Lord, O creation, call you God. Come on, sing with me, family. Worthy is your name, oh name, we worship your majesty, an awesome God, how great thou art, and you are God, and mighty are your miracles, and we stand in awe. Oh, Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow now and worship you. Friday night. Gas gang, zoo gang, 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 gang. Because you don't want your friends to say you are old school. So some say, I'm just a social drinker. I don't really drink. I'm just an occasional drinker. I just want to say, why? It's going to ruin you. That's what the Bible says. It's going to ruin. It's going to destroy. That's what it does. That redness is a deception. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it gives its color in the cup. When it moves itself, all right, there's a way wine moves. You get it? Shaking, mama, shaking. Tupac Amaru Shakur sang that many years ago when he sang California Love. Shaking, mama, shaking. Shaking, baby, shaking. Shaking, mama, shaking, mama, shaking. Oh, come on. The Bible says there's a way wine moves. Next verse. Don't look upon it. Next verse. At the last, see what it does? It bites like a serpent. And stings like an adder. Adder. Eju. Paramole abisebe. Adder. Adder. Da. Next verse. Next verse. Thine eyes shall behold strange women. As a young man, when you are drunken with wine, your eyes will behold strange women and your heart shall utter perverse things. You will say what you would normally not say. Next verse. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lies upon the top of a mast. You will feel on top of the world. Staying on top of the world, top of the world, staying on top of the world. That's wine. Some of these artists, before they get into the cubicle to sing in the studio, they shock wine. Some of them smoke the smoky blow so they can be high. And that's where the inspiration of the lyrics are coming from. And you want to present those songs to God? They have stricken me, shall thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I didn't feel it. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. The problem with all this, with alcohol, is addiction. You go back and do it again. I pray for you, that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Why is it terrible? Look at Proverbs 31, 1 to 9. Quick. Maybe this is where I'm going to stop. The words of King Lemuel. I taught Paul this one.
Paul Orici and a few people got it when I taught this at Bible study. And I was very happy. And I want you to get it. The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? Somebody say, what? My son? And what? The son of my womb. And what? The third time. Say it again. Say, and what? The son of my vows. Look at the way the mother put those words. My son. The son of my womb. The son of my vows. I vowed you to God before I gave birth to you. There's a prophecy over your life. You are different from the rest of the world. Give not your strength unto women. Young men, are you listening to this? Young women, are you listening to this? Don't give your strength also unto men. Nor your ways to that which destroyeth kings. There is something that destroys kings. Look at it. It is not for kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Hey, listen. You are a king. It is not for kings. You don't find a king drinking in a buka. You don't find a king eating anyhow. I have been into events for at least 20 years of my life. I have done events. Talk about any first-class monarch in this country, by the grace of God. From the southwest to Sultan in the north. I've done events with them. You never serve them in the open like this, where everybody's eating. Kings will never eat with you. They take them to a private place where they eat, let alone drink. A king will drink beer, and then they are holding it. And then, Ade must not shidanu. Are you with me? Your crown will not be thrown away. It is not for kings. Some things are, I beg you, expression as I beg you, Potter's Planet, some things are not for kings. You are a king, according to Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6, Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. Jesus has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. It is not for kings to do cheap things. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. It is not for them. It is not for royalty. Sin is a cheap thing. It's not for you. You are not the one that we should catch harassing a lady, raping a minor. No, it's not you. We shouldn't find you there. We give you a new convert to follow up, and you already win them. It's not for you. We shouldn't find you there. Whatever is not good is not good. A rope is not good for the neck of a chicken. Why? Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Next verse. Give strong drink. Who needs strong drink? Who needs strong drink? Read it, everybody. Give strong drink to who? To him that is ready to perish. Anybody ready to perish around here? Nobody. That's the person you should give strong drink to. And wine unto him, unto those that be of heavy heart. Anybody has a heavy heart? Let him drink and forget his poverty. He didn't say let him drink and the drink will erase the poverty. No, let him temporarily suffer amnesia. Let him forget his poverty. When he wakes up, he will remember the poverty again and remember his misery no more. But when the wine clears off, he will remember. Yeah, next verse. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the case of all such as are appointed to destruction. This is what we are meant to do. We are meant to ensure justice, yes, and fairness and equity. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. This is your life mission. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman for a price far above rubies? So he's talking to men and to women. Did you hear what I said? It is not for kings to watch pornography. It is not for kings. I'm a king. Somebody say, I'm a king. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Quickly, see who you are. Quickly. Quickly, Revelation 1, 5, and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6. And has made us. Is he about to make us? What has he made us? Kings and priests unto our God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 5:10. Quick. 5:10 in the name of Jesus. And I... No. 5:10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall do what? We're going to reign. Begin to rehearse how you're going to reign. Can I have an amen? Write the following scriptures. We won't read them. Ephesians 2:1-6. No time to read it. Romans 12:1. Then Romans 13:12-14. Romans 13:12-14. Let me read that one. Romans 13:12-14. Quickly. The night is far spent, church. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So those of us still engaged in works of darkness, let's cast them off. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The flesh has its own desires. Don't fulfill them. The first place where wine drinking was mentioned in the Bible was in Genesis chapter 9. And who drank wine in Genesis 9? Noah! After the flood and everything, a new world is. So now let me take it easy. He started planting. Genesis 9 from verse 20. He planted a vineyard. And one day he drank wine. And when he drank, he opened his nakedness. Unfortunately, for one of his sons, Ham. Ham was walking by and saw his father's nakedness. And he went to tell his brothers, Shem and Japheth. Those ones took a wrapper and they held it by their shoulder and walked backwards until they covered their father's nakedness. They didn't see him. When Noah woke up, he placed a curse. He knew what happened. He placed a curse on Ham, the father of Canaan, and said, a servant of servants shall he be. He's bad enough to be a servant. Now, to be a servant of servants. He blessed Shem. He said, Ham will be a servant. He blessed Japheth. He said, Ham will be a servant. I don't want to go further there. And the rest of that chapter spoke about Noah lived 350 years after the flood and he died. He left the curse. Who else again drank wine? Genesis 19. A man by the name Lot. In his own case, he didn't drink it intentionally. For you to know the power of wine, his daughters had an idea. They said, look, there is no man on earth that will marry us. And that's a lie from the devil. How are we going to get this man to sleep with us so we can have... we can have babies. We can be pregnant and have babies. He said, I have an idea. Let's get him wine. Why wine? They got him wine. The man drank. First night, he slept with his first daughter. And he didn't know when they did the do. He didn't know. And she got up. And then she told the younger sister, I've done mine. Go and do yours tonight. They got him to drink wine again. He drank wine. And he had sex with his second daughter. And she also got pregnant. They became the parents of Moab and Ammon. If you fast forward to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there was a war. Moab and Ammon came together with the inhabitants of Mount Seir and they wanted to fight against Judah. Judah was one of the descendants of Abraham. These were supposed to be cousins. Lot, their Lot was their father and grandfather. What a confusion. When your daddy is your mom's daddy. Dad, mom, grandpa. Grandpa is pa. Confusion. The product of wine. 23, 24, 25. The Bible says God set ambushment in the midst of those people. So they have to destroy one another. Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir. They destroyed one another. We will wrap this service up with a praise to God. But our praise must come from a pure heart. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I wrap up with the last number three. Offer him the fruit of your lips. Number one, let your heart sing first. Number two, let your lifestyle be a melody to him. Number three, offer him the fruit of your lips. Hebrews 13, 15 on the screen. I have just a few minutes, please. I beg you. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This is when singing now comes in. This is where singing comes in, the fruit of your lips. Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20, please. Ephesians 5:20, and put your finger on 1 Peter 2:5. Ephesians 5:20, everybody, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Let's give thanks always for all things. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:5, it says, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. How can we offer sacrifices acceptable to God? With the help of the Holy Spirit. Malachi 3, 1 to 3. Malachi 3, 1 to 3. Quickly, let's see the ministry of the Holy Ghost there. It said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, see the Lord of hosts. Verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. Yes, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner. You remember on the day of Pentecost, and he appeared like cloven tongues of fire, and sat upon them. Malachi prophesied, he shall sit, and as a refiner, and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. Why? So that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Nobody can offer an offering in righteousness to God unless you are walked on by the Holy Spirit. That's why I want to beg you this morning as we take a stand together. Let's stand together. Allow the Holy Spirit in your life. Dominion has a song, but it must come from your heart. It must show in your lifestyle and then release it from your lips. Somebody's asking, why do we have to give thanks to God after our blaze? Because we have not forgotten what God did at our blaze. In Judges chapter 4, God gave victory to Barak and to Deborah over Sisera. You remember? You remember that? Have you forgotten? And in Judges chapter 5, Deborah the prophetess sang and Barak sang and they joined them. In Exodus 14, God gave victory to Moses and the children of Israel. In Exodus 15, they sang. It's called till today the Song of Moses. Who is like unto thee? Oh, oh.